he was, I believe, the chief naturalist at that time. This was more than just simply a job. It was like a calling for him. Obviously, he was the boss. He supervised what was going on. He was kind of a taskmaster in a way to keep the place clean, keep it neat, because this is a piece of public property, and the public would demand having it be very presentable, and it was. He wasn't here, obviously, every day, but I bet he showed up at this place because he lived in Brecksville. He was probably here every other day, maybe just on the way to work or on the way home. I don't know where his office was. He was here quite a bit. He was a pleasant man, and he always asked a lot of questions, a lot of scientific questions, natural history questions. And even if you were a youngster, he would ask a question so that it would stretch you a little bit, but not all the way out.